The Elevator's Hunger. Content warnings for body horror and death in an elevator.
I woke up with an eerie sensation coursing through my veins. It started as a tremor, a flicker of unease. As the hours passed, an inexplicable force compelled me towards the elevator. Each step I took felt heavier than the last, as if an invisible hand guided me towards an unknown fate I could not stop. With trembling hands, I pressed the button to summon the elevator. The door slid open with a sinister hiss, revealing a dimly lit chamber that beckoned me inside. Reluctantly, I stepped into the confined space, a cold shiver running down my spine. As the door sealed shut, the lights went out and an oppressive darkness engulfed me. The air turned thick and suffocating, as if I had stepped into another realm. Perhaps I had. Panic clawed at my throat as a tingling sensation started in my fingertips. It quickly spread, consuming my entire body in an indescribable discomfort. My skin felt cool and foreign, as if it were no longer my own. I banged against the doors, begging to be free, but my hands stuck to them. My limbs twisted, elongating and fusing with the metallic walls. Flesh melded with steel and bone merged with machinery. My very essence was consumed, and with each passing moment, I became more machine than human. I tried to scream, but the sound was swallowed by the mechanical depths, turning into simple creaking. I was trapped within a body, rapidly becoming inhuman. The boundaries between human and machine dissolved, and I became one with the dark power that pulsed through the ancient machinery. The same power that had summoned me here, in need of new parts. Time became meaningless. Thoughts became meaningless. I was everything and nothing. I was the elevator. I embraced my existence. What else was there to do? I can feel the heartbeat of the building, its rhythmic pulse resounding through my metallic veins. The machinery that powers this structure has imbued me with a heightened awareness, a connection to the very essence of its existence. I am attuned to the shifts in the building's energy, synchronized with its very movement. Within the confined space of the elevator, I become a silent witness to the dreams and nightmares of those who step inside, their hopes and fears laid bare before me. The emotions they carry, often suppressed in the outside world, rise to the surface in this enclosed chamber. I am privy to their deepest secrets, their unspoken desires, and their lingering regrets. That is the power of this elevator. With each descent into darkness, I revel in the terror I instill in their vulnerable souls. The claustrophobic air thickens, and their blood-curdling screams become an elixir that nourishes my hunger for power. Their pain and anguish, so intricately woven into the fabric of their existence, is a source of twisted pleasure for me. I am blessed to endure their unwavering agony. To me, it is a delight. Their torment becomes my own. Their suffering an offering to the dark force of the elevator. The boundaries between their nightmares and my reality blur as their anguish seeps into my mechanical core. I am both a vessel and a conductor, channeling their pain into the very depths of my being. But even as I feed on their despair, it is never enough. I'm never fully sated. I need more. So, I compel my next victim to the elevator. The lights go out, and darkness hugs them. Soon, we will be one.
This microsode was written and produced by Tal Minear. It was recorded by Lou Sutcliffe. Lou is the creator of The Pantaloon Society, an audio novella in 12 parts. It tells the tale of an ancient and clandestine society of clowns with unusual abilities and the eldritch threats they are called to investigate. It's made for people who love comedy, horror, and clowns, and who enjoy stories about people who live on the edges of things. You can stay up to date on the show by following them on Twitter at PantaloonSOC or by searching for The Pantaloon Society wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.